From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama has signed an executive order today that could clear the way for further sanctions against Russia in response to the ongoing situation in Ukraine, calling for the imposition of a broad range of sanctions if need be. The president appeared briefly in the White House press room today after signing the order, saying any future discussion of the future of Ukraine should include the legitimate government of the country.
In 2014, we are well beyond the days when borders can be redrawn over the heads of democratic leaders.
The president spoke for about an hour today with Russian President Vladimir Putin, emphasizing that Russia's actions are in violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and called for a diplomatic resolution to the situation there. The White House also saying international monitors should be allowed inside the country. Senate has blocked a bill that would have stripped senior military personnel of their authority to prosecute rapes and other serious offenses within their ranks. The 55-45 vote short of the 60 votes the measure would have required to move forward. Pentagon leadership had vigorously opposed the measure, maintaining military leaders should have more authority over the men and women they supervise, not less. Backers of the bill contend that far-reaching changes are needed to curb what has been a recent rash of sexual assaults inside the military. Boeing plans to shift about 68,000 non-union employees away from a defined benefit pension plan. As Ashley Gross of member station KPLU in Seattle explains, the move comes after unionized machinists accepted similar changes.
The change affects more than a third of Boeing's workforce. Starting in 2016, the company will make contributions into a 401k-type retirement plan instead of into the pension. Workers will still get pension benefits they've already accrued. Olivia Mitchell of the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania says Boeing faces a big pension obligation that's not fully funded.
This is after kicking in billions of dollars over the last few years, so they've been trying mightily and not yet catching up.
Boeing's pension fund is short $10.5 billion. In January, unionized machinists in the Pacific Northwest narrowly approved a contract with a similar pension freeze to preserve jobs in the region. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Seattle.
The Walt Disney Company's Interactive Division says it's laying off 700 employees. NPR's Manalit Del Barco reports as part of a restructuring effort.
The cuts were apparently no surprise, but they do hit Disney Interactive hard, sacking more than a quarter of its employees, those working on video games and the internet divisions. A statement from the company said the layoffs are part of a restructuring that merges its mobile apps development department with a social games franchise responsible for such things as Marvel Avengers Alliance. Along with layoffs, Disney is also closing down, among other things, a blog site for new moms and the mobile game Where's My Mickey? Manalit Del Barco, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 61 points. This is NPR. According to at least one top U.S. military official, the fallout from the massive release of documents by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden will take years to clean up and cost billions of dollars. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey saying today the massive data dump will take at least 2 years of study just to determine the magnitude of the losses. Dempsey set up a task force to determine how the documents, many of which detail U.S. military capabilities, could be used. Around 10% of the leaked documents apparently dealt with domestic surveillance programs. A new study in the journal Pediatrics is linking teen smoking to electronic cigarette use. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports on the study and its critics who claim it fails to show any causal relationship.
Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco analyzed a national survey of nearly 40,000 youth and found that teens who use e-cigs are more likely to smoke traditional cigarettes and were less likely to quit smoking. Co-author Stanton Glantz.
E-cigarette use is actually associated with heavier smoking. So overall, when you look at the evidence on kids, you see the e-cigarettes is really promoting the tobacco epidemic.
But industry group Smoke-Free Alternatives says the survey data does not support that conclusion because there's no evidence that e-cigarette use actually leads to smoking. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Fewer people were filing first-time jobless claims last week. The government says the number of claims fell by 26,000 to a seasonally adjusted level of 323,000. That's the lowest level in 3 months, as layoffs now remain at around pre-recession levels. The Labor Department says its less volatile four-week moving average also fell. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.